The annals of the Library of Congress contain a treasure trove of musical holdings. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston explores the library's special collections.
Original scores, handwritten sketches and drafts, personal papers, and composers' manuscripts. Those searching for insight and a window into the creative process often consult the Music Division of the Library of Congress. Senior curator Raymond White says the primary sources in this vast repository also have a humanizing effect.
You know, we think of Bach and Beethoven and Gershwin and Leonard Bernstein as being these musical giants, which absolutely they were. But they were also regular folks who got up in the morning and had breakfast and put on their clothes and wrote music. The original materials in their own handwritings that show how they did what they did just shine a different light on their work than simply the finished score.
Or, as in the case of the conductor's score for George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, not quite a finished product. The division's director, Susan Vita, recounts how in the rush to meet a performance deadline, the orchestration was done, but Gershwin's piano part was just sketched out.
At the top of this one page, the orchestra's kind of waiting to come in. There's this penciled thing that says, "Wait for nod." So, in other words, George was going to be playing and he was going to go, "Okay, now, come in."
The Music Division of the Library of Congress, the largest music library in the world, has been collecting music since the summer of 1897.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.